This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Many people asking about al-udhiyah in the time of COVID-19. Many people concerned about going to the slaughterhouse, being near people. 100% support that your safety comes first. When it comes to the udhiyah, we should know that the vast majority of the scholars consider al-udhiyah to be a highly recommended act, that you will be rewarded for it, but it is not a sin if you miss it. Basically, if you are capable of offering the udhiyah and able to offer that, that will be the position of the Malikis and the Hanbalis and the Shafi'i as well. And they said, because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam simply said, man arada an yudhi, whoever wishes to offer an udhiyah. So since he made it that way, that means it's not must. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam offered, as came in Hadith Jabir, two rams, and he said, one for those who did not offer udhiyah in my ummah. So that means that there is people in the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam time did not offer the udhiyah, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not made them make it up, or he told them that they have to offer it or anything of that sense. Yes, there is some scholars believe al-udhiyah is wajib, like Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, and one narration among the Hanabila, and Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah seems to lean toward that opinion. But as I said, the majority of the scholars said that, and also the ulama rahimahullah agreed that it is highly, highly recommended. But if you can't offer it, or that it's not safe to be offered, there is no sin in missing it. But in this time, alhamdulillah, there are so many organizations can help you to have your udhiyah done. So that's why we say that it is permissible for you to have someone else to sacrifice that udhiyah in your behalf. At this time, you might give the money to an organization who will buy the udhiyah and will do it in your behalf somewhere else, or in the city itself in your behalf. It is only sunnah to witness the kill of the animal. It is sunnah to eat from it, but it's not must or a condition for the udhiyah. Also, people asking if they can take the money of the udhiyah and donating it. The majority of the ulama, rahimahumullah, would agree that this is not a udhiyah. And the best thing to do is to offer the sacrifice. Because the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us that the best act of worship in the day of Nahr is to offer the sacrifice, to do the udhiyah and to offer the qurban. This is the best thing. أَعْظَمْ مَا يَتَقَرَّبْ بِهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ النَّحْرِ فِي يَوْمِ النَّحْرِ. Giving the money will be just a form of donation and sadaqah. It's not an udhiyah. And some people said, Shaykh, isn't in Eid al-Fitr we give money instead of food? Why don't we give money instead of meat here? We say there is a difference here. In Eid al-Fitr, the point is to help and to donate to the poor. In Eid al-Adha, there is two goals. Number one is the sacrifice itself, the kill itself in itself is an act of worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ جَعَلْنَا مَنْسَكًا لِيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ عَلَى مَا رَزَقَهُمْ مِنْ بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ. It is one of the sign of Allah that you offer the udhi, you offer the qurban. And that's a practice that humanity known, and a sharia, and a ruling that it is, it was revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from a very, very, very long time, from even the time of Adam alayhi salam and his children, as you remember, you might remember the story of the two children of Adam. إِذْ قَرَّبَا قُرْبَانَا. In this case, no, if you have the money and you can do the udhiyah, will be better than just donating the money. But if you don't have, you can donate anything for the sake of Allah in that time, because of also the financial situation of many people during this pandemic is not as good as it used to be. And in this case, alhamdulillah, the sharia is based on ease. I will also would like to say that if you happen to do the sacrifice of the udhiyah, it is sunnah to eat from it and to gift from it. And this portion of the gift can be given to anyone from neighbors, Muslim, non-Muslims, it doesn't matter. And also a portion of it to be giving sadaqah to the people. Basically, three categories, only sunnah, is not must or wajib, according to the vast majority of the Muslim scholars. Some scholars said it is actually wajib to give sadaqah from it, but the majority said no, just highly recommended to do so. A lot of people also, when they do the udhiyah, they should realize that the majority of the scholars said it is recommended for the person not to cut anything from his hair, nails, if he's going to offer the udhiyah. And that rules apply to the one who offering the udhiyah only. It doesn't apply to his family members unless his wife, his children buying from their own money udhiyah as well. And that's just a sunnah. If you can't do it for whatever reason, it should not stop you from offering the udhiyah. According to some other scholars like the Hanabila, said it's wajib and it is must to abstain from cutting hairs or nails. And in any case, both sides have very good and strong argument. But none of them said it's a condition for the validity of the udhiyah. Al-udhiyah should be offered from sheep, goats, camels, or whatever similar to cows, like bulls or something of that nature. It depends on the country that it will be. And the best type of meat is the one that will basically be more wanted by the poor people in that region. So if it's in a region where people love beef, that will be, you know, your choice number one. This area, no, they like goats. That will be the best thing to offer. It should be something of in a good health, not sick, not limping, not one-eyed, as the Prophet ﷺ said. The point is to make sure that it is, or the people who are doing it, to make sure that it is healthy. And also for the goats, it should be 1 year old. For the sheep, Nabi ﷺ gave a permission to be 6 months old. For the cows, 2 years and older, and the camels, 5 years or older. These are some of the conditions in relation to the udhiyah. Make sure when you do that, you remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically mentioned this act of worship, which is an-nahr, the sacrifice, as one of the sign of tawheed. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ أَيْضًا فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَانْحَرْ. And it is a great act of worship that we do to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from all of us and stay safe. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Subscribe to this channel, share this video, and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified with every new video at Faith IQ. Jazakallahu khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.